This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
It is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level once again, and we would like to once again express our greetings and our gratitude to each of you for offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with you in your reality, in your vibrational level. Now, before we begin, we would once again suggest that there exists for each of you the possibility to be involved in what we refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your stock of consciousness or that higher self that you are. And you will find that as a result of the energy that you have created, you are this afternoon, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness have that opportunity to be involved in that telepathic interaction or exchange of information. And once again, the information that you receive during those exchanges and that interaction many times is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is the information that we attempt to express to you through this rather limited use of the vocabulary. And so we encourage you to be involved in that silent communication or that meditative exchange of information. But once again, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you exist in this vibration level through choice, your choice. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold, a validation of what you truly believe. If you wish to change your reality, alter your beliefs. And the only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. It really seems quite simple. And in reality, it really is quite simple. It's so simple, in fact, that for many it's disarming, hard to accept and to believe consciously that you're in control of your reality, absolutely and entirely. And yet, this reality that you experience in this conscious state, in this vibrational level, is an illusionary reality, not insignificant. We re-emphasize again that it is certainly not insignificant. In fact, it is very significant. It is a type of creation process that only exists in your vibrational level. It's not existing or not being experienced in any of the other multitude of vibrational levels that are existing within the same time and same space as your vibrational level. And so it's unique, insignificant, but nonetheless illusionary. A validation of the beliefs that you hold. And if you wish to alter your reality, you alter your beliefs or belief system. And once again, belief systems are a combination of beliefs, of the so-called societal beliefs, you know, your human consciousness beliefs and your individual beliefs, all combined and intermixed with each other, to produce this reality that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. And so when we suggest if you alter your beliefs, you alter your reality, it seems like such a simple statement. And yet, many experience difficulty in not only developing the ability and capacity to alter that reality, but in accepting that it's possible for you to alter your reality simply by altering your beliefs or belief systems. And yet, the mere fact that you exist in this vibrational level and continue to put in place what we refer to as the veil, that electromagnetic energy that exists throughout your vibrational level that limits your capacity to understand consciously who and what you truly are and the methods and techniques that you utilize to create this reality, in itself gives you some type of explanation as to why it appears to be so difficult. And indeed, because you experience that difficulty, it is not in any way inferred that you are somehow incapable of creating your reality consciously, or that you're somehow a type of a failure in your ability to consciously create your reality. Absolutely not. You see, you choose to put in place the limitations. You choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to, in your awakened consciousness state and in all of the other various levels of consciousness that you experience in this vibrational level, to understand the process that you utilize to create this reality. And so you're not a failure at all because you have difficulty accomplishing that from your conscious state. Absolutely not. It's exactly the opposite. You're accomplishing exactly what you entered into this vibrational level to experience in the first place, and that is to create a reality in which you, in your awakened consciousness state, are not aware of the techniques that you have utilized to create the reality, so that in a sense it seems that it's beyond your control. It seems in your awakened consciousness state like you are at the mercy, if you wish, of the events and circumstances that surround your interactions with other entities in your awakened consciousness state, and have very little capacity to control the reality consciously or unconsciously, regardless of which state you choose to believe or to attempt to influence your reality. And so the difficulty that you experience is certainly not any indication of being a failure. It's exactly the opposite. It's that you are being successful in accomplishing that which you entered into this vibrational level to achieve in the first place. And that is to experience a reality that appears to be beyond your control. And as a result of being beyond your control, seems to be more real. And the emotions and feelings that you experience as a result of being involved in that particular type of experience where you believe that you're not in control are much more intense than the emotions and feelings that you would experience should you understand at your conscious level that you are absolutely and completely in control. You see, you entered into this vibrational level by choice to have that opportunity to experience intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible for you to experience in other vibrational levels in which you are quite aware of the creation process and of the simple fact that you are absolutely in control of your reality. We've used the analogy many times that it's like sitting in a theater and you see a projection upon the screen. It is simply a display of lights, and you hear someone else's production of what it is that they wish to you to experience. And while you sit in that theater, time becomes an illusion. You can, in your so-called physical experience of time, in a very short period of being in that theater, be subjected to an experience upon the screen that may span several of your so-called years, and yet you accept that, although you, in your so-called conscious state, understand that it's an illusion, you nonetheless accept it. And you also, as you sit in that theater, experience a vast range of emotions in a very short period of time. You can go through the entire range of your emotions from experiencing fear to pain to anger to joy, all within a very short period of time. And all as a result of the illusion that's being projected upon that screen. And yet when you leave the theater, well, you can recall the experience and you recall the emotions and feelings that you experienced while you were visualizing the projection upon the screen. You understand that it was an illusion. You understand that it was an illusion that was exactly the projection of whoever it was that produced that particular film and attempted to express to you that illusion so that you could experience those emotions and feelings so that you could be entertained. And yet you know, once again, as you leave that theater, that it was an experience of emotions and feelings that was based upon an illusionary reality. And so they did not have the same intensity that you experience when you leave that theater and you enter into your so-called real world, into your consciousness, into a reality that is, for all intents and purposes, as illusionary as the reality that you experienced in that theater. You enter into a reality that's a projection of and a validation of the beliefs that you hold. A reality that appears to be beyond your capacity to control. Because you choose to put in place the electromagnetic top of energy that limits your capacity to understand that you are the creator of that reality. You are the creator of all you experience in your conscious state, in this vibrational level. You, in conjunction with the other entities, enter into this vibrational level with the ability not only to influence your reality, but to create your entire reality. And you agree, as you enter into this vibrational level, to be involved in a process of creation where you limit your capacity to understand the creation process. You choose to be here. You choose to put in place the limitations. You choose to exist within the illusion. It's your choice. Because you, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, have difficulty altering this reality, is in no sense to be viewed as a failure, for instance, in your ability to create reality, but rather to be viewed as a success in creating a reality that appears to be beyond your capacity to control. That's why you entered into this vibrational level in the first place. That's why you remain in this vibrational level. You exist in this vibrational level by choice. Your choice. You choose to be here. You choose to put in place the limitations. And you will eventually, based upon your belief in time and space, choose to leave this vibrational level. Your choice. You, as a human consciousness, as entities involved in human consciousness decisions, are entering into what we refer to as the new age and new energy. A very subtle change, if you wish, in your so-called veil, in this electromagnetic type of energy that influences your ability to consciously understand your creation process. And while the limitations will, for all intents and purposes, remain intact and very similar to what you have experienced in the past, and for some there will be seemingly no alteration at all, nonetheless, you are nearing the completion of your so-called transition into this new age and new energy, and be in a position to consciously influence your reality in a manner that has been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. In the year of 1987, you as a human consciousness and as entities involved in the decisions of the human consciousness that are responsible for the creation of this reality chose to begin a process of alterating your veil, that electromagnetic path of energy that you, for purposes of validation of your belief in time and space, put in place a 25-year period for this transition to be completed. And you are now nearing the end of that transition, and for many, that transition or that ability to experience the results of that transition are already in place. There are many who are experiencing a conscious creation or a conscious influence of the creation of their reality in a manner that has been very difficult to accomplish in your so-called past. You in this new age and new energy will have, and for once again for many do have, the capacity to consciously influence your reality in a manner that has been very difficult to accomplish in the past, and that very few have achieved success at accomplishing in your so-called past, in your history. You shall, and once again, do have that capacity to, from a conscious state, influence choices and decisions, to influence belief systems that you put in place in your so-called altered state of consciousness, in your so-called in-between incarnational periods of consciousness that you chose to bring into this particular incarnational period to have the opportunity to experience certain types of reality. You, in this new age and new energy, have the capacity to alter that reality in a manner, once again, that has been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, in your history. To consciously become aware of what beliefs and belief systems are, and to alter that reality. And for many, that alteration of the reality, that ability to consciously influence it, will occur without their almost having no perception of what it is that they're experiencing. You see, once again, the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You create your reality. Every instant is your reality. And as you alter a belief, you alter your reality without exception. Now, in this new age and new energy, when you alter a belief from your so-called conscious state, you shall have the capacity to experience the result of the alteration of that belief come into effect in your reality in a manner that has been very difficult for you to achieve in the past. This is not a case of, well, I really don't believe that. You see, you put again in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. To limit your capacity to understand your reality creation process from your conscious state and indeed from all of the various levels of consciousness that you experience in this vibrational level. Nonetheless, you as a human consciousness, as entities involved in human consciousness, choices and decisions have put in place and have made the choice to alter this energy that is responsible for the creation of your reality, of your vibrational level. And as a result of that choice, this ability to influence your reality consciously exists, whether you in your so-called conscious state believe it or not. It becomes difficult to explain. It's like
you experience a reality that you would, from your conscious state, look at as a negative type of reality. And it becomes very difficult to accept the responsibility for that reality. And yet we're suggesting that you're responsible for your entire experience in your awakened consciousness state and in all of the other levels of consciousness that you experience. It's an illusion. And you are responsible for that creation, which is simply a validation of beliefs or belief systems. And so if it's a negative or a less than desirable reality, that becomes a statement that's very difficult for you to grasp and to accept. And so, when we suggest that as you enter into this new age and new energy, the conscious choices that you make will influence your reality and your beliefs in a manner that has been more difficult for you to achieve in your past, in a manner where by making certain choices and decisions you can alter your belief systems much more easily than you could in your past, becomes as difficult for many to grasp as the belief that this less than positive or this less than desirable reality you're experiencing is your responsibility as a result of beliefs or belief systems that you hold. In your awakened consciousness state, you look upon your reality day to day as being good or bad, or positive or negative, good or evil, whichever terminology you wish to apply. For some, they would look at it and say, one is a dark and one is a light. It really doesn't make any difference what label you put upon it. This good or bad, light or dark, good or evil, is an awake human consciousness judgment that you put upon an experience or a reality. From the level of consciousness from which you create your reality, there is no such judgment. Your reality is created to validate beliefs you hold, and it is done so from a position of absolute unconditional love, without judging whether it is right or wrong, good or bad, something you should or should not experience. It's a creation of an experience to allow you to experience the emotions and feelings that are associated with that interaction. It's really that simple. And it is done from a position of absolute and unconditional love, without judging as to whether it's right or wrong. Right or wrong, once again, is a human awake consciousness concept, and judgment does not exist from the level at which you create your reality. If you hold a belief that in your awakened consciousness state you look upon and say, that's a terrible reality I'm experiencing, I must have an absolutely awful belief system, and yet the stock of consciousness that you are is rejoicing in the creation of that reality, and that belief system many times is put in place in your so-called between incarnational state, where you choose the potential to experience that reality in this incarnational period. And as we've suggested many times, many of these choices for these potential realities are stored in what your scientists refer to as your DNA, and as the junk that's in your DNA that they are now discovering is not junk at all, but indeed holds the keys for potential realities or experiences for you to have in this incarnational period. And as you go through this incarnational period and you make choices and decisions, you have thoughts and feelings that are surrounding your day-to-day interactions. And as a result of making those certain choices and having those certain thoughts, you will actually begin to alter a belief system. And as a result of the alteration of that belief system, you change the energy that surrounds the DNA. And as a result of the alteration of that energy, you activate or deactivate certain aspects of that DNA
so that you take what was once simply a possibility for an experience to occur within this incarnational period, and you turn it into a probability, and you bring it into your reality so that you can have it, and the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices at that accomplishment of that creation without judging as to whether or not this is good or bad or right or wrong experience that you're having. And so the beliefs and belief systems that you hold many times are put in place in that so-called level of consciousness that you like to refer to as between incarnational, when you are dead, in other words, and choosing to reincarnate. It's all an illusion. It all exists in the now. There is really no separation, but it's difficult in your awake consciousness to grasp that concept, that you're experiencing it in the now. It's not separate. It's not some time frame that's passing. That time frame exists in your consciousness stack because it lends validity to this aspect of not being in control, that you have this task that you can look upon and reflect upon, and you have so-called present. You're going to really exist in the present, but because by the time you think of the present, it's already the past, and you can't exist in the future because it's always not there. Time is an illusion. It really doesn't exist except what you believe in your so-called awakened consciousness that. And you put in place all types of elements to validate this so-called belief in time and space, because it makes it real. And if it's real, then what you experience is real, and it's beyond your control. It's an illusion. It's reality, although certainly once again not insignificant, is an illusion. It is the most illusionary reality that you experience when you are in your awakened consciousness state. And once again, the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives it to you without exception that which you desire. And the fact that you may, in your awakened consciousness state, have a difficulty not only in accepting that, but having the capacity to consciously influence your reality does not in any way infer that you are failing at this creation process. Absolutely not. You chose to put in place that veil. You choose to put in place and to hold in place the limitations of the understanding of this creation process. Your choice. And so you are being very successful at limiting your understanding of the creation process and of experiencing a reality that in your awakened consciousness state appears to be beyond your control. That's what you came here for in the first place. So why would you feel like you're not being successful when you are indeed being very successful? It does not change the fact that the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. As you enter into this new age and new energy once again, for many, there will be an understanding of the ability and capacity to consciously influence your reality. In your so-called present incarnational period, in your belief in time and space, many years ago, we suggested that should you choose to enter into this new age and new energy with the belief that you have the capacity to influence and alter your reality consciously, that it's a choice from which you would have difficulty attempting to return or to reverse back to the experiences of the reality that you had before you made that choice to enter into and to experience this new age and new energy from a conscious creation concept. When you make the choice, it's difficult to go back. When you understand, it's difficult to suddenly decide, I don't want to understand. You can't go back. That's not necessarily something that you should be afraid of or worried about, other than it definitely does have an impact upon the reality that you experience. And many times, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, that impact can appear to be rather negative. Again, referring to the belief that we've entered into this new age and new energy where you can consciously create your reality, and you accept that, and yet you continue to have difficulty in accomplishing this conscious creation concept. You can't go back. When you understand, you understand. And then you will begin to apply that concept to the experiences that come into your so-called day-to-day activities. You begin to question, what is my belief that's responsible for this reality? I'd either like to get rid of it, or I'd like to enhance it. This is really good or really bad. Or maybe it's not bad at all, and I'd just like to keep it at this level. So what is it? Many times it is difficult to understand and to comprehend consciously what that belief is. Difficult but not impossible. There will also be times when you experience from a conscious state the influence of a reality that is unexpected, because you have from your conscious state made certain choices to alter certain beliefs, and those beliefs have been altered in a manner, once again, that was very difficult for you to accomplish in the past. And as a result of that alteration, you experience a reality that has seemingly manifested itself in your conscious state in a manner that was difficult for you to accomplish in your past. Well, that all sounds like a very interesting and a very exciting concept. You must understand as well, once again, that the spark of consciousness from which you create this reality does not judge whether it's right or wrong. Validates the belief that you hold. And so these realities that we refer to as being influenced and created from a conscious perspective may not necessarily be what you in your so-called awakened consciousness act would look at as being desirable realities. The desirable or less than desirable, once again, is a human consciousness concept. The spark of consciousness that you are creates from a position of absolute and unconditional love. And so this creation process from a conscious state, while it is more accessible and more achievable than it has been in your so-called past or your history, bears with it the understanding that, once again, it does not necessarily imply that every creation that you do is going to be one that you're going to rejoice at in your so-called awakened conscious state, in which you have a tendency to judge whether it's right or wrong, good or bad. And when you believe in your awakened consciousness state that if it's bad, then less than desirable reality that you're experiencing, then there is less of a tendency to accept the responsibility for that reality. And as a result of that, you actually strengthen or increase this veil that limits your capacity to understand the creation process, and you push it aside and say, I don't want that. I'm not accepting the responsibility for that reality. And it becomes more difficult to change and to alter from any level of consciousness. But it's not necessary. In fact, has no impact at all in your existence in this vibrational level. It's not necessary that you, in your awakened consciousness state, hold or believe in the concept that you create your reality. In fact, you go to great lengths to have an exactly opposite belief system, that this reality is a reality that you are somehow subjected to experience and you're not in control of. Your choice.
to make it appear to be such a reality. He wrote a great line to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And so if you go to all that length to limit your capacity to understand, then it should come as no surprise that when it's a less than positive reality, if it's one of those so-called conscious choices that this is a less than desirable reality, then it's also going to be much easier to hold that belief that you're not in control of that reality. That that's not your responsibility. The irony of it is, when you look upon it as being a reality that you're not in control of, then you also perpetuate the reality as appearing to be something that you can't alter. And as a result of holding the belief that you can't alter it, you perpetuate the reality. You perpetuate the reality. You make the choice. And in this new age and new energy, your conscious feelings, your conscious thoughts, your conscious choices and decisions will influence your belief systems in a manner that's been, once again, very difficult to achieve in your so-called past and history. And that includes your thoughts and feelings, your choices and decisions surrounding all of your realities, including the negative so-called less than desirable realities that you're creating. For once again, this thought of consciousness that creates your reality does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire. If you desire to believe you're not in control, you can have it. It's not right or wrong. It's a choice that you make. It's your choice. It's your decision. And based upon that choice and decision, you will have certain thoughts and feelings that are going to influence the belief systems and the attitudes that you hold and will influence the reality that you experience. Absolutely. You will begin to utilize your desires to experience reality, and your imagination becomes very important in this creation process, and you begin to imagine the reality. It's difficult for you to change. And the spark of consciousness that you are validates that which you desire. Your belief systems gives to you whatever it is that you desire. And if you desire to believe that it's a reality that you're not in control of, then it shall be validated by yourself. Not by some other entity. Not by some other force. Not by other entities existing within your vibrational level. Although they certainly will collaborate with you if you wish to perpetuate that reality. You see, when you're involved with interactions with other entities, there's not this, well, that was a spectacular coincidence. Absolutely not. At some level of your consciousness, you choose the interaction. You choose to validate the belief systems, and there are all other entities who are willing to participate in that validation for their own purposes, to experience certain emotions and feelings that result from that same interaction, although the emotions and feelings are not necessarily all the same. Absolutely not. A very prime example is your infatuation with your competitions between each other in your so-called sporting events. We have on one hand this group of entities who are involved in participating against another group of entities in some type of competition where one entity is going to reign out as being somehow superior over the other group of entities. And as a result, they're involved in the same creation process of this interaction. The event is as a result of entities who have all agreed to participate in that creation. And yet on one side, you're going to have a group of entities who understand even before they enter into this interaction that they may or may not like the results of the experience. And you're going to have on the other side another group of entities who hold the same understanding that they may or may not necessarily like the outcome of this interaction that they're going to be involved in. And yet they are involved in it. And one group
comes out with an entirely different group of emotions and feelings than the other side, and yet both have experienced the same event. One in a feeling of euphoria and accomplishment, the other in a feeling of defeat and somehow a loss. And yet, all agreed to participate. Same experience, different emotions and feelings. And so it is when you involve one-on-one in interactions with other entities. At some level of your consciousness, you agree to participate in that interaction. In an attempt to experience the emotions and feelings as a result of that interaction, and once again, the emotions and feelings can be entirely different for the entities involved in that particular experience. You can have five or six entities involved in the same interaction, and each one come away giving you a different perspective on what it was that the experience meant or felt to them. And so you create the reality. You are involved in that reaction. All of the other entities that you agree to participate in that reaction process for the purpose of validating beliefs that you hold. And once again, as you enter into this new age and new energy, whether you understand the process or not, as you make the choices and decisions, you, from some level of your consciousness, have already agreed to participate in this transformation of the energy that will, for all intents and purposes, make your choices and decisions and your thoughts and feelings have a greater effect on your belief systems. And as a result of affecting your belief systems, you affect the reality that you experience. You affect this entire reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Now, for many, that becomes an easier concept to grasp when you look at it from an individual perspective. So you accept that, yes, I can create and influence my reality with the interactions that I'm having with my entities that I participate in this creation process on a daily basis, with my neighbors, with the entities that I am involved in various relationships with. You can accept that quite readily. What becomes more difficult to accept is that you influence your entire vibrational level, this entire so-called universe that you exist in, is a validation of your belief system. And as you enter into this new age and new energy, the human consciousness and the society of belief systems as well to influence this reality in a manner that has been difficult for you to accomplish in your so-called past. And as a result, your human consciousness has effect upon the entire Earth system, on your weather, for example, on the various alterations and experiences of climates around your so-called Earth system, and indeed upon all of the elements of your universe. You create it all. You as entities exist within each and every atom of your entire universe. It becomes a difficult concept to grasp, and yet there's no easy way to express it. It's something that you can experience if you go within inside. If you go within inside to search for the answers, if you go within inside and get past all of the so-called limitations that you put on as you go into a meditative state or an altered state of consciousness, where even though you've altered your consciousness, this veil that you exist within continues to influence the realities that you're experiencing. All of these seemingly illusionary realities
and put them aside and put them aside and go deeper with inside to touch that spark of consciousness that you are and to grasp the concept that it exists within each and every atom of your entire universe, that you are all that is. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing not only within your vibrational level or any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what you are. You are all that is. You are the God you search for. You create your reality and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is an illusion. The rest is an illusion that the validation of the beliefs that you hold. If you don't like your illusion, change your beliefs. It's really that simple. Now, once again, we would break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would bid you farewell with love and peace.